Remember the rush, the thrill of seeing your favorite performers live? The feeling of the subwoofers in your ribcage, the sweat rolling down your face, the lights flashing, casting beams on a roaring crowd? Well, that was before the pandemic. Right now, all of those places you could count on to catch your favorite performances, they're having to cancel shows and refund tickets and figure out how they'll stay afloat. But there is a bit of hope. The Save Our Stages Act, passed by Congress and signed by the president, allocates $15 billion to independent venues. It was bundled into the larger COVID relief bill. With us to talk more about this is Katie Tutton, co-owner of The Hideout, where garage bands try out their scratchy raw material for small, intimate crowds. Welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us is Joe Shanahan, owner of The Metro, a place that can hold more than 1,000 fans. The Metro's marquee regularly sees some of the biggest names in the world. Katie and Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Our pleasure.
Well, the live music scene is so fundamental to Chicago's culture, maybe just like the L train or deep dish pizza. And Katie, The Hideout is a small venue. I'm wondering, what does your financial picture look like right now? What does this money from the government mean to you?
Well, it means the world, actually. Joe and I were talking earlier today, and to quote Joe, we can take a deeper breath now because we see light at the end of the tunnel. There is a glimmer of hope. And so for the last 9 months, we have been struggling and fighting and calling elected officials and such. And we are just so relieved that we were fortunate enough to be included in the COVID relief bill. So really, I mean, it was a godsend.
Yeah.
You know, we're the second most vulnerable employment sector. And with, you know, 71 plus thousand individuals, you know, involved in our business and our clubs and our venues across the nation, this is a big time for us. We need to understand what the language is going to say and how it's going to help
us.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, the $15 billion and the Save Our Stages Act will be distributed through the Small Business Administration. That's actually the same government agency that paid out the Paycheck Protection Program funds to keep small businesses open earlier in the pandemic. Their handling of that program was criticized for giving the biggest loans to a tiny fraction of businesses that needed the money. How confident are you that this new money will be paid out appropriately and in time? Joe, I'll start with you.
Well, that's what we're working on right now, to make sure that the small businesses get this money, get these funds, as opposed to the large, more corporate institutions and keeps to the small independent venues.
Mm-hmm. So, Tonya, we went to great lengths to ensure that priority be given to the businesses who lost 90% of their revenue. And so there are things in place, as Joe said, that the funding as it gets released goes to those that are in most jeopardy first. Mm. There's also an additional $2 billion set aside for businesses that employ fewer than 50 full-time employees.
Mm. Yes, and in conjunction with the National Independent Venue Association, the Chicago Independent Venue League, working together to make sure that the language is clear and understood by each and every venue owner.
Mm-hmm. Joe, let's travel back a bit. It's really hard to imagine that there was a time when the Smashing Pumpkins were once a little-known alt-rock band from Chicago. You actually gave them their start. They went on to perform their farewell show at the Metro. But there are so many artists who are just starting out right now who now don't have a place to perform. Does that worry you?
It does worry me. It worries Katie, too, because of the ecosystem that is clearly present in the city of Chicago. Bands that start at the Hideout, eventually playing the Metro. That is something that we understand, that culturally what's happened in the last 10 months, or let's just say a year, the artists have just come to a complete halt. Some are creating in studios, some are creating in Zooms, but to play for a live audience, that is the key to any progression and any real growth as an artist. And Katie knows this as well as I do. That's what we miss the most, is seeing those artists performing and seeing the smiles on the patrons' faces.
Katie, you work with garage bands. I mean, what is the city of Chicago losing culturally without this rough experimental style on stage to kind of perfect?
Yeah, I really truly believe that these 10 months of the artists being quarantined is we're going to see some unbelievable music and artistry come out of this. So some of us have been streaming, and I think that when we are able to reopen, I think it's going to be an avalanche of just wonderful music. But to Joe's point earlier, what was really important to us is that not just the venues in Chicago, the independent venues in Chicago being saved, but it had to happen across the country, because even if you're a smaller band from Chicago, you're still going to tour out like the Midwest, or even as you start to grow. So what was imperative to all of us is that we all collectively survive this, because it's a very complicated ecosystem. So if you only were left with like the larger venues, it doesn't work, and vice versa. And then, you know, across the country.
So much to factor in. But you know what? Music, I'm just thinking, in large part, is about hope. It's hope to heal from the past, hope for a better future. What are you two looking forward to when it comes to music in 2021? And I'll start with you, Joe.
I think that I am looking forward to that first weekend. And I think that the fans will come out in droves. I really do think people are starved for this experience. The communal music experience is something that cannot be replaced. And I think that's part of why,
absolutely,
that's why we're successful in our call to action with Springfield and with Washington, is that people know that this economic cultural engine is something not to be forgotten or be abandoned.
It's funny, Tanya, we all talk about it, like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do when it first reopens? And for me, I just want to be on a sweaty dance floor, dancing, dancing, dancing. Yeah.
Well, I am
here
for
it. We're all in this together.
We're all in this together, and man, do I look forward to that time. Katie Tutton, co-owner of The Hideout, and Joe Shanahan, owner of The Metro, two independent venues in Chicago. Thank you again to you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for having us.